This is the Closing Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. We're on the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group here for the Closing Market Report. Bill, what did we see in these closing prices as we get towards the close for today?
It's kind of a mixed bag. You've got a nice up day in soy's up almost 30 and beans, wheat down 30 and corn about up 2 to 3. So the beans and corn are kind of recovering from yesterday. Wheat market, I think, got a little overstretched out. And that Indian news that came out earlier in the week where they're going to shut off their exports. They're still selling a little bit here and there. And the market, you know, was one time was up the limit and up 30 the next day. And since the peak on Tuesday, the market's fallen off about 60, 70 cents. It just got carried away with the up. And also, I think with the wheat, at least that they're making some better progress getting spring wheat in the ground. The weather's, we've had an open window, and that's pressured the market as well. So the soy market's interesting. You'd think the soys would be down today with the news that Indonesia is going to resume palm oil exports. But the market's holding its head up pretty well. It's got a nice rally up almost 30 points, 30 cents. And July beans, if you look at the day chart, they're having a nice move, new highs for the week. Nice up week. They're up for the week now about 50 cents and not too far off the highs. So just a combination. I think they're even though the bean oil is down hard, over a dollar, beans are up due to the nice exports we had this morning at 7:30. Beans came in at just under a million metric tons. They're only looking for 200, 800,000. That's one good thing that propped them up. The other is that China sniff around for some of our beans, and that those rumors have got the market pumped up. And the corn market was a little oversold yesterday, too much down, and coming back today. So the two big features of the week have been the macro markets and the planning progress. The macros are still an issue. Not totally, though. We were down 1,100 points yesterday with the economy reeling against some reports of the major companies, namely Target, that their earnings are way down. And it just goes along with the recession fears because of the ratcheting up the interest rates to fight the 40-year and high inflation. I paid over $5 for gas yesterday. All that comes to play, and that's why the stock market is almost 6,000 points off the highs it made there earlier in the year. I think it's 31, just over 31,000 right now. The Dow Jones is, and back in actually about 6,000 points off, and 37,000 back in right at the beginning of the year. So, because of what the economy is slowing, because of what's happened again with the inflation and interest rates. But on the plus side, the U.S. dollar is down a whopping 110. So that's good for the grains, maybe contributing to part of the reason that that the grains are higher today. And the planting progress, we started out slow couple weeks ago, only 20% down in the corn. Now we jumped up to 49. And it'll be another big jump Monday. The U.S. producer flexes his muscle, showing how hard he can work with that big equipment they got. They can get a lot planted in a short period of time, and it looks like that most of the corn is going to be in before the end of the month. So the planting delays, which had rallied the market earlier in the month, have given way to planting pressure as the window opens up. And that's why we've had a correction this week, that and the macros. But again, the beans and corn are higher today off some good export news. As far as the meats go, meats are still between a rock and a hard place. And just can't get off the schneid. Good example is the hog market down 50 cents. You look at the chart of the June hogs. You look at the time of year we're looking at. There's no reason why this hog market shouldn't be up another $5 or $10 after a $30 break in hogs. Since late March, primarily due to China backing off of buying our pork. Because we're eating the entering the best demand period of the year, the grilling season, people pulling out their barbecue, putting on steaks and brats on the grill, normally leads to a seasonal up in the cattle and the hogs. But what's putting the kibosh on that rally is the sluggish economy. When you've got a stock market down 1,100 points and the hogs and cattle, look over and see that, that what that means is the consumer, he's backing off some of those high-end purchases in meats. He's going with nothing at all or lesser cuts. He's got to cut back somewhere with everything going through the roof. And that sluggish demand at the grocery store is offsetting the normal seasonal demand we'd see, keeping the markets sideways, well off the highs in both cattle and hogs.
All right, Bill, lots of great information today. For those of our listeners who would like to learn more and maybe check out your ag newsletter, how can they do that?
630-947-5176, wmoore@pricegroup.com. Sign up for my newsletter, AgMaster, or www.pricegroup.com, the company website. Check out the bios on Jack Scoville and myself. We both have been at Price a long time, and we'd love to help you out.
That, again, was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll go ahead and take a look at how those numbers closed. July corn is up 1 3/4 at 783 1/4. December corn down 4 1/4 at 736 even. July soybeans up 27 3/4 at 1690 1/2. November soybeans up 15 even at 1514 1/2. Soybean meal up 11.20 at 420.60. Soybean oil down 65 cents at 77.19. Chicago wheat is down 30 1/4 at 1200 1/2. Minneapolis spring wheat down 22 1/4 at 1330 1/2. Kansas City hard red wheat down 29 1/4 at 1295 1/4. July oats down 14 even at 627 3/4. On the Merc, live cattle up 32 cents at 132.02. Feeder cattle down $1.72 at 154.12. Lean hogs down 80 cents at 105.30. Pork cutout down 57 cents at 111.77. And Class 3 milk up 18 cents at 24.75. Thanks again to Bill Moore of Price Futures Group for joining us for the Closing Market Podcast here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag Matters. I'm Riley Smith.